Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To experience our full potential and live our best possible life, we must be proactive about our health and, of course, change some of our bad habits. Joining me now, I have Dr. Gus Vickery, who has an easy-to-follow comprehensive program to achieve and maintain optimal health. So thank you for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stephen. It's a real pleasure to get to speak with you and your audience.
Now, first of all, give us a bit of your background and how you came up with this program to maintain optimal health.
Yeah, I'm a family doctor by trade, so my primary interest is in the health of the patients I see, as well as the health of our communities. And I started our practice 15 years ago after I finished my training, and it was an interesting transition in medicine at that time because we were getting increasing amounts of insurance, you know, kind of mandates about how we practice medicine, and we had a lot of emphasis primarily on pharmaceutical management of conditions. And at the time, that's what I'd been trained to do. But as I was observing what I was seeing in my clinic, it was just very different from what I had envisioned when I set out to be a family doctor. I'd kind of pictured myself as a consultant helping people if they had experienced some type of injury or some type of life event or circumstance that negatively impacted their health, and that I would be able to perhaps offer them whatever was needed to help restore health and that they would go on about their life. But instead, what I was seeing all day long in my clinics were people who were fatigued, depressed, having trouble sleeping, struggling with continual weight gain, chronic diseases, all these various metabolic conditions. And the only treatment protocols I had involved prescribing medicines. And I would observe how the medicine would work. They would feel better. And then, of course, they would come back a year later. And the same problems were present, perhaps worse. So I began to really think that this just didn't make sense of my training and my understanding of the human body. And I began to really dig into other potential sources and influencers of chronic disease as well as symptoms and dug into the holistic approach, including nutrition, physical activity, the need for sleep, the chronic stress, and all the other things that were influencing my patient's health. And what I found was that as people began to adopt that teaching and slowly integrated into their lifestyle, many of these conditions reversed. So I began to really focus my practice on trying to get that message across to people that their bodies are built well, designed well, and with the right information, they don't have to live with disease.
Right. Now, obesity is a large problem, is a large cause of many of the problems that we have today. What are some of the causes of obesity in our country today, and what can we do about it?
Yeah, there are a number of causes, and this is a complicated issue, and for some people, it's emotionally charged. Now, absolutely, one of the primary issues affecting obesity is our eating habits. Clearly, we eat more than we used to. We eat larger portions. We eat different types of foods than our bodies ancestrally were designed to consume, and we eat more frequently. But the actual cause of obesity, what happens, because there are many people out there who are perhaps eating all day long and eating, you know, foods that aren't good for them, but aren't necessarily becoming obese, or maybe they only become a little bit overweight. So underneath obesity is a strong genetic influence. And then what happens with the genetic influence is you're exposed to certain types of foods. Sometimes it can be stress. That's a backdoor potential contributor, sleep issues. Those genetics will actually potentiate for you a greater accumulation of body weight. And then you end up with hormonal disruption that actually maintains that weight where it is, making it very hard to lose weight. So many people who are dealing with chronic obesity, it was strongly influenced by their eating behavior, meaning they were perhaps overfed and fed too frequently, and the food quality was bad. But what happened is that from a very young age, they begin to experience an epigenetic shift, a changing in their genetic expression and their hormonal regulation of appetite and energy balance, where their body now basically regulates to this new weight. So the factors that influence weight gain are how much you eat, how often you eat, the food selections that you choose to eat, whole natural foods versus processed foods, as well as not getting enough sleep, chronic stress, lack of activity, and potentially overexposure to certain forms of technology. And so all those factors come together and contribute to chronic obesity.
Okay, now you also say that it's not all about self-control, but rather shattering the current belief that we have about unhealthy lifestyles.
Yes, absolutely. Because what's happened up until recently is that people would come into a clinic who were dealing with chronic weight gain, obesity, and metabolic conditions. And generally, the lifestyle advice was, well, if you will eat less, go on a diet, you know, join a program that, you know, helps you control your eating behavior and perhaps move more, that'll fix your problem and you won't have these conditions. And, you know, and what we tended to do is to see these individuals who couldn't seem to change, we had to look at it through a lens of self-control. They'd simply lack self-control when it comes to their eating behavior. And there is an element of that going on, but you have to really begin to study what's happening in the brain when you're exposed to certain food elements. And, you know, I think most people do recognize that certain foods definitely have this sort of addictive quality, that once you start eating them, you have a hard time eating. But when you study the neuroscience of eating behavior, you realize that deep in the brain in an area called the reward system that's not under our conscious control, which is very powerful and meant to promote survival and the propagation of the species, that if these individuals who are susceptible are exposed to these foods, they really don't have control of their eating behavior. They're genetically programmed to stop and binge eat. And as long as the predominant foods that are being offered to them have these various food elements, they're usually very high in sugar, fat, and salt, and also glutamate, which is a proteinaceous flavor, bacon flavoring, beef flavoring. A lot of people don't realize that that is also one of these food elements that will trigger binge eating from a genetic standpoint. They don't really have control of that. And so instead of blaming themselves and saying, boy, I wish I had more willpower, I must have a character deficit because I can't control my eating, we really have to teach them this, how the brain operates and how they can basically use a different approach to begin to slowly change and get control of the issue. And a lot of these individuals are very productive in other aspects of their life. They may be successful in business, excellent family individuals, maybe very involved in their communities. So it's not that they lack self-control. It's just that they don't have it in this one domain. And the reason they don't have it is because of the way their brain is wired.
Hey, we also have so many resources today. Why are we still struggling to get healthy? Why is this still a problem?
Well, the modern cultural lifestyle paradigm, if you just go with the flow of our standard American lifestyle, that is basically the momentum is towards becoming sick, developing chronic diseases and not feeling well. And there's a reason for that. If you look at the design of the human body, you can study the genetics, the biochemistry, the hormones. You can, there is a design to it. And that design was fine-tuned over an immense span of time based on a different lifestyle paradigm. Essentially, for most of human existence, the foods we had to eat were essentially natural foods. They weren't processed, they weren't engineered, they hadn't been changed. That's what our body evolved to actually consume as food. We also managed our circadian rhythms generally according to the sleep, our sleep-wake cycles according to the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun. And we didn't have natural light computers and screens and things of that to distract us or interfere with our sleep, nor did we constantly hear bad news about all these different aspects of life that are not under our direct control that would trigger chronic stress responses. We were more physically active, and we actually had more rest than a modern individual. And so these different factors, sleep, what we're eating, how frequently we're eating, the types of movements we engaged in, our circadian rhythm function, stress, all of these have basically they fine-tuned our bodies and minds to thrive, to become a very dominant, healthy species on this planet that it was, able to become what we have become. All this potential has now run into a lifestyle paradigm that shifted in less than 100 years. And essentially, we're just not adapted to. And so if you're not being very intentional about these different fundamentals of existence that are the influencer of how your body functions, if you're not attentive to your sleep need, to turning off negative noise and stress and fear, and to being able to be in control of your own emotions, if you're not eating natural foods and balancing feeding and fasting, you're going to become sick. And all the teaching resources in the world aren't going to reverse that.
Okay, now let's move along to solutions to the problem. Tell us about your five simple truths to help us live our best healthy lives, regardless of our current health situation.
Yeah, it gets back to these fundamentals of human design and honoring them, right? So you always have to, whatever it is that you're taking care of, whether it's a car or a computer or a really nice device, you have to operate it according to its design. And if you are basically withholding from it the information it needs to function well, and you're introducing into it all of these elements that cause it to malfunction, it's not going to perform for you, and it's no different for the human mind and body. And, you know, if you study human genetics, you'll see that about 99.7% of our genetics are the same across all Homo sapiens, all human beings, which means the basic things we need to tend to are similar for every single one of us, these fundamental truths that actually honor our design and allow our bodies to thrive and for us to realize our potential. And there's a small amount of variation that's based on what our ancient tribes and clans were and where they lived and what they were exposed to that can actually affect our health to some extent. But the big issues are what I've already alluded to. You have to honor your natural circadian rhythm function, which is our sleep-wake cycles, which is exposure to natural light and reducing exposure to artificial forms of light. I'm not saying eliminate it, just trying to balance that out. You have to honor the body's need for a period of deep sleep in which it restores normal brain health and normal bodily health. If you're not getting that, you're going to break down. And then when it comes to the food you eat, you need to give your body nutrients. It has to have all the various nutrients that allow it to function well, and it doesn't need to be overexposed to foods that don't contain nutrient value and actually are harmful to the body. You need to be physically active and balanced, meaning maintaining your strength and your mobility and basic conditioning, and you need to be mindful about emotional responses and not in a state of perpetual unease or fear. There have to be periods of reflection, contemplation, and cultivating positive emotions. And then there's other things, cleaning up your environment, paying attention to the quality of your water and your air and things of that sort, and what do you put on your body and what kind of products do you use. But essentially, if a person pays attention to those variables and becomes intentional and slowly shapes their life to honor how those principles influence our health, for the most part, they're going to experience good health, they're going to feel good, and they're going to have minimal need of the healthcare system.
How can we reverse this cycle of being treated with medication and for just about everything? How can we reverse that trend?
Well, the first is to become an informed consumer when it comes to your health and an advocate. So if it's time to see a doctor because you've got a problem that isn't going away, maybe it's a headache or something, you know, some other symptom, when you come to the doctor, you need to go ahead and understand that condition to some extent. You need to understand what are the contributors. And when you come in, you need to tell them you're looking for a real solution to this problem. You're not just looking for something to alleviate the symptoms temporarily. You want to know what's the root cause and what you can begin to do to reduce the symptoms. So a headache, it could be that you're overtired and stressed. It could be a tension headache. It could be due to your neck. It could be due to mineral depletion, dehydration, and there's a long list. And so what you really want to do is be educated. Okay, what are the factors that allow me to reduce headaches? And if you go into a doctor right this time, and doctors, I'm a doctor, I have a family medicine clinic and colleagues that work with me, we see a lot of patients. But if you go in and they're pushed and their schedule is, you know, just on fire and they don't have much time with you, and you basically say, I've got a headache, the easiest thing to do is to pull out a prescription pad and say, here's a medication that can reduce headaches, take this, and then go on to their next patient. And that isn't what you should be looking for. And the pharmaceutical industry has strong influence on healthcare and on consumers with all of their advertisements. So they would like to lead you to believe that if you have a headache, that they've got a medication and that's the solution to the problem, and you should go to your doctor and get that prescription. The truth is, it's not a solution. It's palliative. It's a Band-Aid. It's a symptom manager. It's not telling you what's really going on. So if you walk into most medical clinics, not all, right now with a collection of symptoms or problems or concerns, more than likely, unless you ask for more, unless you try to deepen your understanding about what you can do, you're going to walk out with prescriptions, because that's what doctors are trained to do, is pull out the prescription pad and write another medication.
Right. Now, what is your version of a healthy diet, of eating healthy?
Yeah, so I have a few fundamental principles that I believe apply to every diet. I've done a number of different certifications in nutrition. So I've studied, you know, veganism, paleo diets, ketogenic diets, Mediterranean diet. I understand these different principles, but when you look at all these different diets and you look at what do they have in common, It's a few basic principles that they honor that you could apply to any eating paradigm you want. One is you become mindful about what you're eating. You care about food, you care about what the food is meant to do for you. You're trying to minimize your exposure to foods that are noxious to your system, so processed foods, fake foods, fast foods, poor quality foods. You recognize that these are not giving you energy, that they're actually potentially creating disease in your body. So this mindfulness piece where you slow down and you think about what is it you're trying to achieve when it's time to eat, and whether or not your hunger is really true need for food or you're bored or stressed, and you slow and you have meals with other people and you chew slowly and you consume food properly, one, that corrects a lot of eating behavioral issues. Two, you have to really care about the food quality. Now, I know that was in point one with the mindfulness, but this is key. Every diet you look at that can correct obesity, they have this one thing in common. You restore your eating to natural whole foods. I'm not talking about raw food. I'm talking about fresh, organic, produce that's produced in either healthy soil or cultivated off of healthy groves of trees, and then healthy fats from olive oil and avocado and nuts and seeds. And then if you're going to have animal products, and I believe they can be absolutely part of a healthy diet, these were animals that were humanely cared for, and that the actual meat that you would eat from them or the eggs that you would eat from them are actually full of nutrients and not full of compounds that are actually hard for your system. So your food sourcing and your mindfulness. And then finally, you have to balance feeding and fasting. We are designed to spend more time in a fasting state than a fed state. When we sit down to eat, we eat a lot of energy. Energy enters our body. Our body has a mechanism to store the extra, and then it has the ability to utilize that energy over the next 6, 8, 12, 24, even 48 hours. And our bodies are well designed to switch sources of energy and use stored energy until we get to our next meal. But if we feed all day long, even small snacks, a peppermint, anything that triggers an insulin response puts us out of the fasting state and back into a fed state physiology, which is going to contribute to hormonal disruption and weight gain. So if a person is mindful, they care about the food, they source it well, and then they are balanced eating and fasting, that'll virtually correct any eating issue.
Okay, great. Now tell us the name of your book and where can we find a copy of it?
The book is titled Authentic Health by Gus Vickery, MD. It has a very long subtitle talking about these different things. It's the definitive guide to feeling well, mastering stress, sleeping well every night, losing weight, and enjoying the sense of purpose. Because I do believe that having a strong sense of meaning and purpose in life leads to all of these outcomes, because the more you care about your life here and so you feel like you're here to do things that could be important, the more you're going to be mindful about your health and really pay attention. When you feel like you're losing your health, you'll do what you need to, because you don't want to lose your opportunity to lead a meaningful life.
Dr. Gus Vickery, and we've been talking about how your diet affects all aspects of your life, and he has an easy-to-follow comprehensive program to achieve and maintain optimal health in his new book called Authentic Health. Thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. It was a real honor to have this conversation with you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.